You've reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Ms. Vincent. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah. Well, okay. We are on the highway.
Okay. Can I have you spell your first and last name?
Yeah, my name is Reva, R-E-V-A, and last name Butler, L-E-R.
Okay, and can you provide a good callback number for today's service?
Yeah, 662-549-5694.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And can I please have your member ID number?
Yes, the policy number is it is CSMS00004371C.
Okay. Hold on just a second. What about the full VIN number for the vehicle you're calling about?
The VIN number on the vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, the VIN number is KNDJD7356858585860.
All right, so I have K as in kite, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, J as in jump, D as in David.
E.
E? Not D as in David.
K. K-E-N-D-J-D.
Oh. K-E-N what now?
K-E-N-D.
D as in David?
Uh-huh.
Okay. J as in jump, E as in Edward?
D as in dog.
Okay. K-E-N-D, J as in jump, D as in dog?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 7356858585860.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. All right, just to verify this VIN number once more, have you used this service before?
No, this will be my first time. I got the insurance yesterday.
Okay. So I have K as in kite, N as in Nancy, D as in David, J as in jump, D as in dog, 7356858585. 5.
No.
Ooh. Let me go back to the
five,
numbers.
5860.
Okay. So back to the numbers. I have 356-8585-5860.
Uh huh.
Okay. What's the effective date of your membership? You said yesterday.
Yeah.
And can I please have your producer code and plan letter?
They're going to send somebody for a different. Okay, you said what you need.
Your producer code and plan letter. You see that?
Producer code.
What state is your membership in?
Okay, I see. I was talking about the agent code.
It should say producer code. It's usually about 4 or 5 numbers.
Okay, okay. It's right here on the side. I see.
Okay.
It's 45089.
Okay. You see your plan letter?
The plan, you say C11.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do you see the member ID?
I got the producer code, and when it say member number, it's nothing there. It says plan CEA.
What state is your policy in?
Columbus, Mississippi. No, you don't have a shame for it because you got it out there.
Well, let's see. It may be that it's since it's new, they may not have uploaded the information yet. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, I'm unable to locate your membership in the system. Now, we can offer an out-of-pocket service call, and you'll pay the service provider directly, and you can submit for reimbursement consideration. And what I would do is call the local providers in the area, and they would give us a price for the service. So we get the estimate and let you know how much that may be, and you'll let us know if you want to continue before we send them out.
Okay.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So I'm going to add your eligibility information into the system, and I need to add the information exactly as it appears on your membership documentation. And may I have your address?
Yes, it is 418 North Limber Road, Apartment 83, Columbus, Mississippi, 39702. What one of y'all?
Can you spell the street name?
Yes, it is LEHMCRE.
Alright. And alright, and so to confirm, or if you can provide the following details, what's the year, make, and model of your vehicle that needs service?
It's a Kia Sorento 2008.
And what color is your vehicle?
It is light blue.
Okay. And to confirm, what's the reason that you need the service today?
You said what now?
The reason that you need the service today?
Because my car cut off on the side of the road.
Okay. And you want to get a tow truck?
Yeah, somebody come look at it or do something. She is hot. Do well, this insurance come with a rental car or something?
Well, so we are the dispatch for the roadside assistance, so I would have to refer you back to your provider for that detailed information. Ooh. Okay, so let me ask a few questions so we can dispatch the correct service vehicle for your tow. Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle or standard two-wheel drive? Does it shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yeah. It's an automatic.
Does it shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes.
Okay. Is this service a result of an accident?
What now?
Is it a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. What's the name of the person who will be with the vehicle? Will that be yourself?
Yes.
And you do have the keys to your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have your number as 662-549-5694.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, due to COVID-19, some providers are not allowing passengers to ride with them, so you may have to secure transportation if needed. May I have the city and state your vehicle is currently in?
We're in Atlanta, Georgia. That man right there looking for him to come help us. Shoot.
And are you near a business or residence or intersection?
Yeah, we on the intersection.
Are you near any anything? Or do you have the address?
Hold on. I can pull it up on my map. Any positive city where we at, like, right there, like, that kind of way or something. Hey.
Okay.
Do you have any, like, jumper cables to see? Yeah, I don't know. Could you bag up and see? It's just me and my cousin. Huh?
What's going to happen to you?
Well, he was driving, and then it just slowed down, and so we pulled over, and once he turned the car out and tried to crank it back up, it wouldn't crank up. Yeah, it started driving slow. What part of town this is? Who?
Yeah.
This Camp Creek.
Camp
Hello?
Creek. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I can send you a text message that will allow us to get your latitude and longitude.
Okay.
All right. I sent
That's
that fine. To you. Once you get it, you'll just click on the link, and it should give us your latitude and longitude, if you can read those off to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, in the event you need to assist us in locating you,
This link will give you the latitude and some else of your current location. Okay, click on it.
Mm-hmm. So you click on that link, and it should give us the latitude and longitude. If you can read them off to me once you get them.
Okay, hold on. I probably got to turn my location off. You said probably the battery. You said probably the battery. Oh, the battery light popping off. He's a turn over. Shit. Hold on, I'm trying to go to the thing for, what is it, privacy. Okay. Well, okay, my location on. I went to the message y'all sent me, and it's saying
user denied.
Request. Yeah.
Okay. You may have to try to go to Google and type in what's my location or something.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to go on down there. Type in. Okay, my location is I-285 North Atlanta, Georgia, 30311.
So I see 285 North. Let's see. So
uh-huh.
We'll need to get a little bit more for the tow company. I know that's a long road.
Yeah, because we right here where it says, like, if you're going the opposite way, you're going to be going towards Montgomery, Macon, South, 285. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no, do you see any buildings or anything around?
Nuh-uh. We straight on the highway.
What about trying to Google, like, the closest gas station or something?
Google the closest gas station?
Mm-hmm. Gas stations near me.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay, let me see. Google closest gas station. Okay, it says BP is 0.4 miles.
Okay. What's the address of that BP?
It is 3515.
Cascade Road.
Yeah, Cascade Road.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so. All right. So I'm going to put you on the inner. Do you see the, can you see it?
Huh?
On the maps, can you see the gas station?
Yeah, I see. It says it's 9 minutes away. It's a, it's on a green and white gas station.
On the map, can you tell me where you are on the interstate from the gas station?
Okay. Where the gas station is and where I'm at. Okay, thank you. Okay, where the gas station is where I'm at, I'm like right down from it. I'm right here on 285, like close towards 285. It just say 9 minutes away from it.
So you said you're going north. Okay. Are you before this gas station? Or is it behind you?
Looks like it's behind me.
It's behind you?
Yeah, it's okay. Behind me.
All right, so I'm going to put you right past that exit.
Yeah, because you know that Cass said, so you just, whatever that was, where the BP store at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm right here on the opposite side going up. Like, say if I was going up the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking that way. So I'm guessing if I was to go up and make a U-turn, it would take me that way to that BP store.
Okay.
Take me back.
And so you've already passed that exit to get off at that BP. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to map you here. And that way, hopefully, they'll be able to find you. All right. Hold on a second.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm
here. Okay, let's see. All right, so got your maps here on 285 North, just past exit 7, Cascade Road.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So I can give you an address that you can enter in just to double check that we got the right area.
Okay.
And see if you put the address in, see if it's showing that you're there or close to it.
Okay.
So I have.
What's the address?
1003 Red Bud, R-E-D-B-U-D, Red Bud Lane, Southwest. Red Bud, one word, Red Bud Lane.
Okay, 53 minutes.
53. Is
yeah.
it Atlanta, Georgia, 30311?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad we did that because that means I'm way. I don't understand. Okay. Because that's by the BP on Cascade Road. Let's try a different address because that seemed like that's just wrong.
285. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on the highway where all the lumber trees at. behind Walmart.
Behind Walmart. I see a Walmart. This got to be the right area. I see the Walmart. I see a Home Depot, Kaiser, Medical Center.
Shit, your insurance ought to pay for all this stuff. Yeah, that's what she told me too. They don't even pay for they don't send you a ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, if she said not that same day, you're going to get it before the week out. Oh, my God.
What about a Tri Atlanta Performance Volleyball Club?
Okay. And you said Atlanta Performance who?
Volleyball. Volleyball club.
All right. Volleyball. You said Atlanta performing.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Club.
Oh. Volleyball. Okay. It popped up.
Is it showing it?
Volleyball Academy.
It's the address on Research Center Drive.
Uh-uh.
Oh, Lord.
You got an iPhone?
Me?
Oh, we need some help. Shit. What'd you say, ma'am?
Oh, okay. I thought you was asking me.
See if you got
what about this Walmart? What's the Walmart that you say? What's the address of this Walmart that's by you?
What the Walmart y'all said y'all saw? Okay. Yeah, they say over here to the left.
I don't know where we at. Walmart on what's the address of this Walmart?
Okay, so he got an iPhone and he just pulled up where we at.
Okay.
And you remember what you had said, the red Bud Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's showing it on his thing, like where we at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's showing us right here on 285. But what you had told me, that's on the opposite side of us. It's like trees and stuff covering up, and then over on that side.
But you on the interstate by Red Bud.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see the Atlanta Performance Volleyball Club on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
or MFS supply?
No, I see a la Cascade, whatever that is.
A la Cascade.
Yeah, like, well, we had everything is like over the Nitla part. Let me click and see, what is this? Okay, I see, like, if I click somewhere else, like Home Depot is 5 minutes away.
Okay, I see Home Depot.
Yeah, it says it's 5 minutes away from us.
Okay. So I think we got the right area. I don't know why I said it was 53 minutes, but I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
take that.
Yeah, because where it's saying, you said 1003 something, you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, red bag.
Okay. All right, so we're going to map you on I-285 North past exit 7,
yep.
Cascade Road. And it's putting you near 1003 Redbud Lane, Southwest. Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. And starting with the city and state, where would you like your vehicle taken to?
Where do you want your vehicle taken to? Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay. Are you going to a residence or your a business or your home address?
Where do you want your car to go to? Going home.
Okay. What's that address?
Are you wanting to be dropped off at that where you got the car from? Because you just got the car yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that place? Here it go right here. Right here. It's the address. It's going to go to 1026 Gardner Boulevard, Columbus, Mississippi, 39702.
And is that what's the name of that place?
It's called Bargain Wholesale Auto LLC.
Okay. And do you know what time they close?
At 5. But someone probably still is in the office now, though.
Okay. Are they going to be expecting the vehicle?
Yes.
All right. All right, so we got your mountain located.
Uh-huh.
We'll go ahead and reach out to the provider and get the service set up for you and get an estimate, and then we'll call you back and let you know how much that may be. If you do choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time?
What payment options? It's probably going to be a card.
Okay. Ooh. So I'm showing it's 255 miles.
Uh-huh.
So the average is about $10, $5 to $10 per mile. And then they usually charge to have to come back. So if we're able to find someone, it's going to be pretty about probably over $2,000.
Ooh, she said they find somebody gonna be over $2,000.
I'm gonna get my car pulled to the shop, the nearest shop.
Well, then can someone just come get it and take it to the nearest shop?
Yes, ma'am. We would need to get an address of where you want it to go.
We don't know. Do you know anybody that can speak to today also?
Well, so I'm not in the area, so I don't know of any places. I don't know if you want to try that Walmart to see if they do repairs. I don't know what all services they provide. I know they do tires and oil and things.
Well, she said they can take us to Walmart.
Well, I mean, I don't know any anything in the area, not from there either. I just know we saw. I don't even know if Walmart does what all services they do. I really don't have any recommendations.
Hey, can you help him?
Hey, can you take me to the nearest shop? Hey, I need to be talking
to
the nearest shop.
Y'all see a tow truck?
I don't know here. All these folks keep pulling out on side of this highway. Oh, Lord. Shit. The Mexican folks listen. Shit, Lord help her.
Was that a tow truck?
Yeah, it was a tow truck, but they already got a car on there, so I don't know what they're doing.
Maybe they can tell you somewhere to take it. That would be helpful, Walmart.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to call me up. We're going to get the hell on home.
That place we bought it might have to come get the vehicle. They may... let me see if I can look up some.
So you saying they can come get the vehicle and just take it to the nearest place, like wherever we want it to be taken to?
Mm-hmm. We can set something up, be more affordable.
Just come and just pull the car somewhere, like to a store or something.
Well,
I can't. Okay, well, we just need someone to come pick us up and take us up the road.
Do you want to try that Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get that address.
Yeah, I can't stop coughing.
All right, so the Walmart is at 1105 Research Center Drive, Atlanta Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia 30331. So that's 5 miles. So I'll go ahead and find a provider who can assist with that and get an estimate for you and give you a call right back.
Okay, that'd be fine.
All right, anything else I can do right now?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'll call you back shortly.